We did a story on the budget today, that piece, but the executive compensation program and understanding where everything falls within the Hastings Prince Edward District School Board. I was looking at the accountability and complexity matrix that it talks about the five core factors for coming up with where the board sits as far as, I guess, the structure of the board between one and seven. It's the operating budget, the number of schools, projected enrollment, number of full-time equivalent teachers, and the number of superintendents. And then the two non-core factors are geographic complexity and community partnerships. Now, this document is from 2018, but this was the last piece I had. According to the document, four of the five dimensions of Hastings Prince Edward would fall in to level three. The one that would fall into level four would be the operating budget of $260 million. My understanding is that Hastings, the board, stipulates they're in level four, and they haven't changed that since 2018. Knowing that you weren't here in 2018, some of this you may not be able to answer, and if so, no problem. At the time, maybe these numbers were different, but how many of the dimensions do you have to be out of the five to qualify for a certain level? Because the board only qualifies for one out of the five to be in level four.
Okay. So if you go to page 8 of that document, and halfway down the page, there's a paragraph that starts, "The board understands that when the threshold of 33% is applied by the Ministry of Education, HPDSB meets the criteria in at least three of the five core factors in level four."
Correct. I actually have that circled because that was one of the questions I had for you.
So that was their finding at that time in 2018. So they met three of the five, and then the non-core factors they took into account. And so the board at that time, the last paragraph on that page says that they looked and for consideration of a move from level three to level four. And then when they posted publicly on page 11, you can see their statement details the base salary ranges for level four, including our board. So they made the determination in 2018 that they were a level four board.
So when you guys, when the board comes to that decision, would that document then go to the MOE for approval? Is that the process and how it would work?
Yeah. And so this is where, Tim, I think, because I wasn't leading that process at the time anywhere in the province, I was part of it, but not leading it. The Ministry of Education gave the board go ahead to proceed with the program that they have posted. And the program had to be posted on the website in 2018. So that's why it's posted on the website. And they were given the go ahead. Then later in 2018, in August, they changed the legislation again. Right. And so that put a pause on and made changes to the executive compensation process.
Is that frozen, or does that change with CPI every year? How do the numbers as far as compensation change year over year?
So there's only in certain circumstances, and you'd have to go back to the legislation to read the circumstances through which it changes.
So
I can't share that with you, Tim.
Okay.
Because any information pertinent to the board, I'm not in a position to share with you.
As of today, the board only qualifies for one of the five. Now, like you said at the time, I don't know what 33% is of five, because it would be 20, 40, 60, 80, 100 is the numbers, but it says 33, so we'll go with that in at least three of the five core factors. As it sits today, under superintendents, students, schools, and FTE teachers, we're in level three, but the budget is in level four on the low end, but it is in level four.
What are you using? Can I ask what you're comparing these to? Like, where are you getting your comparisons as far as sure. number of schools today?
So I went through the budget and it said there's 38 schools
yeah.
in Hastings, Prince Edward, and under the document.
Oh, so you're looking at the, on page 7 is that's what you're looking at.
Yeah. Let me get that.
Yeah. And what I would say is this is the framework that was used in 2018. And so this framework hasn't been updated since then. But I would anticipate that the five core factors might actually, shift if, and just so you know, Tim, this framework was created by the school boards across the province at the time, not the Ministry of Education.
That's my understanding too. Like, say, let's yeah. talk in hypothetical. I'm in a private business in broadcasting. If my boss chooses to recruit a new person and pay them over scale, that's acceptable. And that's how you get the best people. I completely understand. You have to pay good people good money to pull them from the private sector, or they're not going to come. Why? There's no incentive to. Completely understand that position. But when four of the five factors are level three, the pay is in the level five part of the salary for the five executives and the director. Do the salaries increase year over year so that those numbers are moving? Because I can't imagine that $10 in 2018 and $10 in 2025 is the same thing. So were those salaries frozen, or do they grow 2 to 3% annually? Or can you?
So according to the legislation, salaries were frozen except in specific circumstances. So that's where I direct you back to the legislation to be like, what are the circumstances through which, right? Like, I think you're going to have to do your sort of investigative work because I can't give you specifics. But I think you're bang on that $10 in 2018 is not $10 today. But there were specific circumstances. I think when I'm looking at these five core factors, I would just say that's what it was in 2018. And that's how the determination was made in 2018. This is sort of a dated document. And so how those factors may or may not change in relation to the realities of 2025, I can't comment on, but I don't know that they would be the same.
So
you
then,
know, certainly
that's fair.
When you look at the projected operating budget in this line, like that's not a good comparison either, because there have been increases related to collective agreements for staff that have propelled the budget forward. But it doesn't mean, I don't think we can compare it to this. Do you know what I mean?
Well, and you guys are certainly behind the eight ball in the fact that 80% of your budget is spoken for before you guys can even speak, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same. We're seeing it with police budgets as well. And that's
yeah.
you're having to do a whole lot of stuff with 20% of the budget. I don't know if this document is legally binding or if this is a framework, because, you know, you guys may have say in my assumption is in places like Harmony Public School, you guys are busting at the seams. So if those numbers grew into level four and then into level five, it would be fair to suggest level five salaries. And that's where you are. But currently only one of the four is like none of them yeah. are in level five. One of them is in level four and the rest is in level three.
So yeah, what I would say, Tim, is in 2018, this was the framework to determine the levels. I think if you wanted to talk about 2025, all of these things would have to be re-evaluated. Does that make sense?
Well, it certainly does, and especially if the legislation
yeah.
did get updated. But can it be updated if the MOE or the province of Ontario doesn't adjust them?
So what I would say is this framework is a framework used by provincial school boards. It is not a legislated. there has been no, to the best of my knowledge, at no point was this framework recognized as a part of legislation.
out of the framework, if you guys went, so my assumption is the MOE is your boss, would that be a not a crude way of saying it, but a simplistic way of saying it?
Actually, the school board is my boss.
So the school board is your boss. Okay. So
yeah, trustees are my boss.
So if the trustees aren't following their own framework that they've created, but the ministry approves it, and my assumption is your budgets have to get approved. So if the ministry approves this budget, but it doesn't follow the guidelines of your boss, can the board go outside of this document? Because you said that this isn't a legally binding document, is it?
It's not. Okay. And so what I'm saying to you is this document was in place in 2018 for that purpose. We're required to post it publicly. It remains posted publicly because in 2018, this was the guidance and the framework. I would again reiterate that you need to go back to the legislation as far as what are the circumstances through which any changes are made. And my official comment would be, I don't believe you can use a 2018 document and try to use that framework that was different legislation and impose it in 2025 without updating this table overall.
Would a suggestion be that the school board look to update this document? Would you recommend that as a good thing to do because it is 7 years old and after the pandemic, life has changed greatly?
Yes. What I would advocate and what I would say is, and if you do sort of a review of media and stories, trustee associations have been advocating for an update and addressing the legislation.
Do school board trustees and staff kind of meet as a collective for lobbying power or saying, we kind of all feel this is the right move to go, and then you go to the MOE? Is there a lobbying group of above boards or that represent school boards, Catherine?
So there are trustee associations. OPSBA is the public trustee association, OPSBA, Ontario Public School Boards Association.
Okay.
Catholic System has one as well.
Okay.
But what else I would say to you, Tim, is this applies. The legislation isn't just about school boards. It applies to all public sector. Hospitals, colleges, universities, we're all under the same legislative framework.
Oh, the compensation framework regulation. Right.
I did. Compensation, yeah. So this was the school boards across the province attempt to try and create something that would make sense in 2018 to follow the legislation in 2018. You know, in 2025, it might look different. I think the world has changed.
Sure.
But that work has yet to happen. You know, it's a worth looking at other public institutions as well to have a look at, because they too are working under the same legislation that we are as far as their compensation of their executive, of their group.
Is this probably a standard practice within the public sector that until the legislation keeps up that they have to go above levels to make sure that they get good, solid members of their executive?
So I can't comment on that.
Okay.
What is really unfair is trying to use a framework from 2018 and utilize it in a 2025 context. You know, I think a lot of things, if we updated the framework, I think a lot of things would change. So I would just sort of caution and say, I'm not sure you can apply that in the same way. But having a look at the legislation, and the other part that I would say is, you know, the public sector is very transparent because all public sector employees our expenses are posted year over year. So that's also a good tool for transparency. And we know year over year, this is where salaries and expenses get published.